Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
From a competition to a pleasure run and all the stops in between, we cover all here at Coon Hunting Media.
Outlaw Light Company, owned by Alan Roberts. Located in 10 Mile, Tennessee. 25 years of light building experience. With the newest addition to their lineup, the Ace Pro. They are constantly striving for the best parts. The Ace Pro has better switches and batteries, and it has the option of double walk light and two additional color modules. Main beam and a green laser, or a single walk light with three color modules, main beam, and a green laser. All their lights are known for dependability and extreme brightness. Contact Outlaw Lights for their complete light selection. Their direct business number is 423-453-8813. The Ace Pro. The light with a lifetime warranty.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth. Located in Hemera, Indiana, Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond and Diamond Deluxe, AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars and leads, are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store.
Hey, we're back again at the Coon Hunting Media Podcast.
That's us.
All the guys here hanging around the table telling jokes.
What's new? You got anything for us right now, jokes?
No, you go right ahead.
I ain't no jokes.
I'm just going to fall into them.
Fall into
them. Yeah. I believe that to be the only person I know fall in a bucket full of manure and come out smelling like a rose.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with him. So let's see. We run in a couple just local PKC hunts. We've had the Watts Bar Classic we hunted a week or so ago, and then decided this. They talked Stacy. They're like, hey, we're gonna have Stacy just go hunt a local hunt with us versus the other night.
And just randomly,
just a random hunt.
Never called the dog.
Never hunted the dog. No, he just
been out with the dog since last December.
I mean, yeah. And how many times was you in the woods with him? I mean, 4 or 5 times in his whole life?
Most of the time I was chasing a plot dog up there.
Yeah, but but what do you how many times you in the woods with him ever?
A couple times.
I mean, he's hunted with him, but he's never handled him. He's not been around him any lately.
Not really so hunting like, with him, none.
Right, but he's like, yeah, I'll take him. I'll go get him. So he drove to Johnny's house and picked him up. I didn't even know he went to the hunt. So I'm here working because I talked to Hudson. I'm like, Stacy going to hunt tonight? No, he's not going tonight. And then about 10:30?
Yeah, we get a text.
Just get a text.
Boom.
Boom.
That's exactly what he said in the group in our group chat. He said, boom.
And I'm like, what's he even talking about? I didn't know him.
And I texted him back. I said, did you win?
And this is the good part.
He says, do I lose?
That's
all Stacy says. He says, do I ever lose?
Hence why you fall in a bucket. You come out smelling like a rose.
Do I ever lose? I knew that. I was like, well, good job.
So that was pretty good. That was funny because I was feeding when that came through. I was up there on the ranger, and I was like, what in the world? And I was like, do I lose?
Do I lose?
So what we got.
That's how we roll.
Good
so
job.
What we got coming up next? We got some more hunts getting ready to go. Thank you for
the hunt, Rip. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
When you going to hunt him again?
Anytime. We'll have to start contracting him out now.
Yeah, it's going to start costing now. You're going to start making some money.
Hey, I did make money. I got my gas paid. I got my entry fee.
I made that post on Facebook, and now people's texting me wanting to contract you out.
I work by that.
Yeah, Brandon Kelly put that on there. Yeah. He said, drag a dog out of the box. Ain't been out of the box in 3 months and take it to town and win with it.
That's kind of how it goes. So I thought that was hilarious, though, the other night when that came in. But
I have to say, though, we had a really good hunt. Some good guys. Draw some good guys down there.
You normally have good hunts down there.
Indeed.
Never issues, really.
Sure. Yeah, it is a good place down there.
I ain't never had no issues down there.
So we got that, and then we've got any other PKC hunts coming up that you boys are going to try to hit?
Michigan Madness. That's a haul.
That's going to be a haul. Yeah,
I don't know how long that is. Like, man, that's
nine
a haul.
And a half, 10 hours.
I guess we're probably just going to make a quick trip up to Illinois, do a little bit of hunting just to spend some time with some buddies up there.
You want me to haul you up there, Kyle?
Pre-trip tune-up before the thick cones.
Yeah, because we got to get ready because the big hunt's coming up. We won't talk about what we're going to set up till a little bit later, but the one we're all excited about coming up, we're a month away now, is we'll be heading to Autumn Oaks.
Oh, yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah, but I'm kind of disappointed in that. I don't have rent to hunt right now.
Go pick one. I'll just give you
one. Our good dog.
There's a whole kennel out there.
She's going to have pups. Flo's got pups. We got 2 young dogs.
Well, I tell you what we need to do. When we're on the grounds, we're going to do like a Russian roulette. Spin the wheel on who's going to hunt Rip. Just spin it.
That'll be you and Johnny. It's your dog.
Yeah.
But no, we will. We'll be heading to that one real soon. That won't be long. We'll be getting up that way. And you boys have to stay after me because we got to get something rented.
Yeah, we're going
to sleep in.
We'll be in tents by the end of this.
Well, we're not doing
Johnny
that.
Johnny won't.
So we're not doing that. So I had to – Johnny, you left. Johnny and I both had to run by the funeral home this afternoon. One of our lifelong friends from high school's father passed away. And when you left, I was out there talking with the boys, and I forgot about this trip. When we was like 18, 19 year old, we all went to when the Winter Classic was still in Albany.
Oh yeah,
we tent camped on the ground, and I forgot about that because them boys that don't even hunt anymore was like, where was that place we went?
Remember
and
Earl
he said, you
down.
Remember we about froze to death. He said, which one
imagine.
Of you all had that cook stove that you
as
put in?
Earl.
This old man
like
went with
us. Froze to have death.
Well, we had one old guy that went down there with us, and he was fine with tent camping. And he put a cook stove in our tent, and that's how we stayed warm that night.
Wow.
But it was cold.
That's about like that hunt you went on down. Was that the same year? Might have been the same year. We was down there hunting with a horse at that time. And you stepped over a creek, and that old man bailed off on top of the creek and pushed you under the water and everything else.
Oh, yeah, that was the
same.
He
like drowned you.
That was the same year. He did 100%. My light was floating on the top. I was down in the bottom, and he was laying on top of me.
Yes.
So it was cold that year. And I forgot all about doing that tent camping in the dead of winter. I need me a good Airbnb
house. I'll give y'all credit
on
that one.
I need an Airbnb house nowadays.
We was a lot tougher then.
We ran an RV. Like a big old Winnebago.
Well, we are going to end up in a in a trailer. There's no doubt about it. Because yeah, we've looked. There is no houses to find up there. So
the one we normally get ain't, well, you,
we're not going to that.
I won't be staying at that house no more.
We'll not be there, back there no more.
Yeah, that's
why is that?
Gosh, they call the law on you.
In the middle of the college campus.
Well, that one made me a little nervous. Well, there was too many Buddha statues in that house.
Yeah, it was a little.
It was pretty.
I took care of that, though.
Stacy started praying.
He took the Buddhas down. Redecorated that one a little bit. But no, I have been looking. There is nothing up there available that you can even, well, I guess we can all pitch in and afford it. Well, they're high. I mean, we're talking, it was looking like it's going to be a couple grand to rent a house for 4 nights up there.
We might be in tents then.
Not I.
I'm not paying a couple grand.
I think I've got me a camper secured, even if we don't get one.
I've got a heater.
I call dibs. Huh?
I'll pull a horse trailer.
Well, there you go.
Well, problem is, we sold the horse trailer that.
The other horse trailer. I cleaned the back of it out. I got a heater heated.
Well, we could.
It ain't gonna be that cold.
We could do that. Pull the horse trailer up there, and I'll be sleeping.
They got showers on the ground.
Yeah,
they did. Yeah, that's.
They do have that.
So but the other thing I can't figure out, and that's. I'm almost tempted to go buy one just to start renting this thing, is renting RVs. Because that's kind of our only option right now, and they are high.
Yeah, I mean, Mom and Dad was looking at them because we're all thinking about taking a trip to Montana next year. We was looking at an RV to rent. They're like $250, $300 a day.
I know. And when you add all their fees onto that and you get that thing finished, you're up to about $1,000. You are going to have to start videoing this thing. I don't know what Stacy's doing over there to you.
He looks like he got bird poop down the side of his headphones.
He does.
A
big crow's done dumped on
him. No, it ain't. Hold on.
It's a sticker.
Oh, it's a sticker. It's bird
poop. Well, you're lucky.
Stacy,
I didn't know what you was doing.
I'm going to start calling you bird brain.
So that's what we got to get done. We've got to get us a place to sleep.
Yeah.
Before we go up there, because we've got big plans, so we'll talk about what we're going to do up there a little bit later. So let's talk puppies for a minute.
We're swamped.
We're going to be swamped. We got swamped with the first litter. Yeah. So we've talked about it in the past couple of podcasts that we've got several females bred, got puppies coming. So the first one has had her puppy so far. So you've got your first litter on the ground out of Rip.
Yep.
And Flo. You want to tell anybody how many puppies she's had?
Yeah, 13. And they're all doing good right now.
I can't believe it.
I mean, they're all healthy. They're all wandering around.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
I can't believe it.
She's a good mama.
She is. She's taking very good care of them.
So if anybody wants some well-bred blue tick puppies, definitely check with the – we'll leave the Coon Hunt media off. Jump over to the Limb Hanging Kennels boys for a few minutes and come see us, because that cross is going to be – out of this world. I really like that cross. That one I'm really excited about. And then we've got two more crosses. And out of those two, one female, 100%, she's going to have puppies in a few weeks. And then the third female, don't know yet, but I'm really thinking Punch is going to have pups too. So we've got...
What was the other female
you We've got the Rip Flow pups on the ground. And then I've got the Night Champion Bonnie female, which is directly out of Rufus. And she's directly out of... Steve Kitchens raised her. So she's directly out of Rufus, and she is her mom is directly out of Spike. She's out of Honey. So we bred her to Leroy. So
that's right.
Mark Vandevich. So those pups are coming.
They should be pretty nice.
So, yeah, that's going to be another really good cross. Cody Evans is raising that litter, so they're going to be down at his house in Watertown. So that one, it's done. I looked at a picture of – he sent me a picture of her this week. She's
– How far is she out?
I'd have to check my notes. We started breeding her – first week of June, because I was on vacation when he came here and picked her up and took her up there. So those pups are, what, 2 weeks out?
Yeah.
Before she has those. And then I'm crossing my fingers because I really want this litter out of Punch. But Punch is bred to Brandon Kelly's grit dog. So that's going to be another
nice cross.
That's going to be another just home run hit, I think.
We're going to be putt poor.
Yeah, but then they're going to be all good crosses. So if anybody wants something...
And these ain't just crosses on brood females or anything like that. I mean, this is coon dog to coon dog.
Yeah, these are good dogs. Everything we're using is
is
good crosses. But I'm excited about those. I'm really wanting to get something to keep out of the Punch cross because she's getting old, and I need to replace her. But that's they gonna be a lot of puppies at limb hanging kennels, and for some reason, most of them's at my house. I don't get it.
You do very well with raising livestock.
Yeah, good job. Good job breeding. Do a great job of raising them.
Well, I am.
That's not what it is. He don't do anything else. So, is that it? So you might as well use those.
What are you trying to say, Stacy?
He don't do anything else.
I do he sometimes.
He does.
I do sometimes. But
we had to hang some lights up the other day. We had to figure a problem out with some lights and get them hung in his daughter's room. I did see him do that.
I was doing that. I was in there hanging.
No, I'm talking about the hunting and the bait.
Oh, hunting.
He has started hunting.
I went last night.
We did. We went at 9:30. We left last night.
Yeah.
I did go last night. So I've sold all the goats.
The goats are gone. And
I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, when them people came and got the last of them Saturday, I was like, let's go to the basement. I started getting all of my show stuff. If it was related to that, I'd like, here, he says, yeah, you're not getting back in. I said, no time soon. He's coming back with a 30-foot stock trailer.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In 2 weeks to get every piece of equipment I've got that's related to
goats.
To the goats. There won't be nothing here to
pray Jesus.
Stacy. So we was talking last night, and I said I may start raising.
We start getting him back in the woods.
I said I may start raising show pigs, and Stacy says no. I would kill every one of those. Yeah. I was
joking. Enough wild pigs up here on this mountain anyway. without tame ones. There's enough wild. I come driving out here the other day, and there's a 400-pounder sitting in the field looking at me.
Yes. Yeah, Hudson and I tried to go run it down and find it. It already went back in the woods. But I will. I'm gonna brag on myself for a minute. I'm really proud of the results. So the flow puppies, they're AI puppies.
Yeah,
they are AI.
And yours truly had to do
not frozen semen AI.
Not, yeah, life cover AI.
Yeah,
because that was you're still hunting.
Yeah,
rip. And you still want to be cautious about using him on breeding. Live cover. So I got forced into having to do that. But we did good. We timed her out. Perfect. And
I don't know how you can get more successful than 13 puppies.
I think it was a little bit too successful. 13's too many.
You've done that several times, though.
I have. We've done this.
You get that.
Numerous times.
Privately contracting you out.
Well, we're going to have some serious conversations. I'm going to have to figure out conversations, because we got to figure out about AI breeding, because all of the frozen semen, I mean, we rely on that a lot, and our vet is retiring.
Uh-oh.
So yes. I don't know. I mean, I've had numerous people call me recently, and we've been talking back and forth because our vet's good. I mean, when it comes to the frozen semen side, that's different. I mean, that's what I was telling Johnny yesterday. So like with Rip on live cover, and I don't want to get into details about breeding dogs or any livestock, the quantity that you use for the insemination is a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you back that up to frozen semen. That straw's got either a half a cc or a half a mil or one.
Compared to
20
or 25 cc's.
At a time.
Yeah.
So your margin of error is
very slim.
Very slim. It'll still get puppies all day long, but I don't have that training or whatever to do the test, and I definitely don't have the ways to do the laparoscopic and start cutting them. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, we got thousands and thousands of listeners. They can start.
I've got it figured out, though. You got all this free time with no goats. You get your vet license.
There we go.
You could do it in no time.
I'm too old to go back and be a vet.
You save us money. Don't worry about it.
But I will say for our listeners out there.
Yeah, if y'all know
if anybody knows anybody, I'd love to say in the Southeast.
Good AI vets.
Yeah, that's good at this, because we've been spoiled here.
Yeah.
We've had one of the best in the country. Now, maybe he'll change his mind and won't retire just yet, but it's one of those that I don't know what we're going to do after December if he does retire.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something we've really got to do. So if anybody that's listening has any connections or any recommendations that we could find somebody that we could use if this does fall through, that's not going to have to run halfway across the country. That's the other thing is time.
Yeah.
You know, we could run down there and be there in 30 minutes.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely trustworthy and good – good at it.
And this guy's good. I mean, they probably had, I wouldn't doubt if he don't have five tanks of males collected there. I mean, everybody in the
Millions
Southeast.
Of dollars worth.
Yeah, people come from all over and use this vet clinic, and that's, I'm worried about that part.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't want to say a whole lot about it right now, but maybe late spring, I was wanting to use some semen, and unless I can find something, I don't know if I'm going to be able to use that semen or not, but we'll have to see how that shakes out anyway. But
I'll find you something.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we've got some good AI techs that help with the podcast.
Yeah.
But they're not close. I can't jump in the car and be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
man, that's
we can.
Like Bill Schinniger with.
Yeah, I mean, he's
saddle up Canine Cryo.
I wish, well, unless Bill wants to move this way. It's a lot nicer weather in Tennessee than it will
be. We'll convince him to move down.
Maybe he can
if he's listening to this.
6 months on, 6 months off.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If he was here, I wouldn't be sweating it.
And that's who we recommend all of our listeners to go to is him, because, I mean, he's made a big name of himself, and we've heard there ain't nothing but good results from him.
Yeah.
He's 5-star.
But it's just, it needs to be.
But he is like 9 hours away.
9 hours away.
10 hours away.
Yeah.
And that's the part I'm worried
about. Which it's hard for us, because shipping semen back and forth and getting everything lined up, and we're all working too.
I'll get
it. I'll just retire from my job, and y'all just pay me a salary.
To just move stuff around the country.
And I'll just hunt dogs, do everything for the dog stuff.
Well, that's an idea.
I was thinking if all y'all pitch in just a little bit, y'all can match my salary.
Look here. I got my youngest daughter. It says that she's going to be a vet. And I say, good for you. I say, but you got to have semen tanks. You're going to have to learn how to inseminate people.
No people.
Well,
inseminate dogs.
Alrighty.
Learn how to do that, laparoscopic, and do that, and then take this business over. Because, like I said, like Jason said, this man's got millions of dollars worth of
semen. Well, she does that. Well, I'll retire.
Well, I'm going to be the secretary.
How are you?
I'm going to keep the books.
I'll keep your books, the books that you're keeping.
No.
I'll be the secretary.
They can only be one position.
Well,
I'll cook your coffee for you.
Well, Johnny only counts to five, and I can count from 5 to 10. We're like a team.
I can count to 20. I got 10 toes and 10 fingers.
Well, I mean, which you boys know, because I've always been in the livestock side of it, I really like to rely on this stuff. I mean, like, these puppies that Flo's had. Flo's out of a dog that's been dead and gone for 10 years. I mean, he was born in 2000. We can always – I mean, it don't take much to collect a male dog and have him put up. And if you ever want to come back and use it, it's there. And being put up properly is a huge deal because, like we was talking about that on the phone a few minutes ago, Hoss was 10 years old when we put him up. It sat in my tank for almost 10 more years before we ever used it. And when we thawed that stuff out to put it in, 70%+ motile at that time.
You can't beat that. No.
And, I mean, I had – you boys all know how much money I spent on one straw of semen out of a breeding that was one of my number one picks for forever as a breeder. I wanted to make it, had a couple grand tied up in it, and got nothing because the semen was not – a good enough quality to get puppies.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's too old or not properly handled at some point.
All of the above.
Probably a little of everything.
I mean, like one of the vets, not the vet that I'm bragging on that we're about to lose, we have another one that they store it. I don't want it stored there because I've got my own tanks.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to have a heart attack down there that day when they was transferring it out of their tank and putting it in my tank. I'm like, we're not taking a coffee break. It needs to go. I mean, that stuff, you handle
it's fragile.
You handle it quickly and methodically, and they didn't, and I didn't, and it was still good. But you really need to get your daughter to do this because she could make some good money.
I mean, she could. Very. I mean, she's very.
May get her a portable trailer, too.
She's smart, too. She does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very smart. She don't. She takes after her mama. She don't take after her daddy.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So that's our little soapbox on that. So yeah, any listeners, if you got any suggestions, and if we was closer, we'd be using Bill. But in the Southeast is what we need help with, is trying to figure out what to do if we lose that connection. I mean, because literally, I could jump in my truck at work and be there in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and we did it all the time. It just made it so easy. And yeah. I wouldn't even worry about, you know, I'd leave a dog here and I go to work half a day and run to the house, get the dog, and then I can still get it to the vet and everything fine.
Not having to pay dog haulers or anything.
Yeah.
And the other vet that we use, she don't care nothing about that side of it. I mean, we've talked to her, tried to talk her into it, and she's not even interested in it.
No, she will not.
She's slammed with just what she's got. I mean, she is slammed.
Mm-hmm. She would be wonderful to get her doing this. And I hit her up about it about every time we're down there, which Stacy and I'll be there next week. But she will not do laparoscopic and has really no time to do it. I mean, she don't have time.
Right.
So that's our thought there on this one. But at the end of the day, come buy your puppies here. We've got some.
We got a pile.
And we're going to try, and we are going to be also really wanting to get these in the right hands, because there's some crosses here that we should be talking about. Some night champions and stuff in a year from now.
I mean, they should be early starting. I mean, these dogs should have good motors, and there's no reason why this ain't gonna work. I mean, we've studied this.
Yeah, yeah. These are studied, and I'll call it, these are tried and tested genetics. They're gonna work. So
yeah,
we've already killed enough time. We want to take a break.
Yep, short break.
Dakota Lot Company. Owned by Hoop and Tater Franklin, located in Teleco Plains, Tennessee, with the newest addition to their lineup, the Dakota Express. This lot features the industry-leading True Dual Battery Pack cap light. Switching from battery 1 to battery 2 is a simple flip of a switch. Contact Dakota Lights for their complete light selection. All of their lots are known for dependability and extreme battery life. Their direct business number is 423-261-2551. Dakota Lots, great lots, and even greater customer service.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I got him.
Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters. Owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his 5 elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
In addition to our official sponsors, we would also like to thank the following sponsors: Secret City Kennels. The kennel is owned by Mr. Mark Gettner and Mr. Wendell Jones. At Secret City Kennels, they support the English Coonhound breed. They have English Coonhounds for sale from time to time. Contact Mark or Wendell for all your English needs. They are available for your English Coonhound advice and are happy to answer your questions. These guys have done their fair share of winning in the comp events, including wins at the PKC Labor Day Classic, 5th place overall in the UKC World Hunt, 9th place in the AKC World Hunt, English Days, Winter Classics, and the list goes on and on. Mark is the current PKC English Coonhound President. Give either of these guys a call. They will be glad to talk with you. Their numbers are Mark at 931-787-2784 or Wendell at 865-748-7795. They are located in Kingston, Tennessee and Coalfield, Tennessee.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots. Making plots rise again.
Welcome back, everybody. And we're going to jump back in and we'll talk. Stacey,
hey.
We'll talk a little bit about Autumn Oak. So,
good to see you again.
You didn't go anywhere.
It's been before we get started, a long time.
Lucille, please stop that over there.
You
can't say. I can't say.
Let's take a second. What about my daughter's coffee?
It's awesome.
It was awesome.
I don't know if it's even declared coffee.
No, that was.
Yeah, but see, Jason gives me this hard time about drinking my coffee with creamer in it. I think I've changed his size.
No, that was dessert.
No.
That was dessert.
At Armand's liquid day, dessert. He fixed him a cup of coffee.
Stacy's cups of coffee. Like,
we all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
You're like 25% coffee, 75% sugar.
I don't know. She needs to open her. If she would go with us to Autumn Oaks
coffee boutique
and set up her a little coffee thing at our booth,
I'd go broke.
She'd make a lot of money.
I'd go broke.
Hey, so we was talking about that last night. What was it, Callie? How much money she said they was making at school? For the school. She didn't get to keep any of it, but they put a coffee stand out there, and she's made them a fortune.
Yeah, some of them days she make $400 or $500.
Good
coffee.
Lord.
To make coffee.
I'm telling
you. She started at 7 o'clock and then stopped at 7:45, and it's all pre-ordered stuff. And then they pick the toppings and the flavors and all that stuff. And then she made them, and then, I mean, she make $400.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah. A day.
I'm telling you, Hadley could go with us up there and make her a fortune if she can sell it.
We'll have to look into that.
I like it.
It was good. I will say that was good
stuff.
Well,
at least robbed the machine for the weekend.
But you know why? Because you changed the size.
No, I still drink black coffee.
He's left the dark side.
No.
What gets me is how can he drink black coffee after drinking goodness?
Have you seen his coffee?
Yes.
Your spoon will stand up in it.
No. It's good coffee.
It's like roofing tar.
Roofing tar.
That's what it tastes like.
So let's talk Autumn Oaks a minute. So that's going to be our next stop. We mentioned that a minute ago.
For the crew.
We're about 4 weeks away. So
I'll bring my pen and paper to autograph it up
there. Stacy will be there for autographs.
He will be there for autographs.
Johnny will be there, too, for autographs.
I'll have all kinds of stuff to sell. I'll find something to sell everybody.
If y'all need to hear any stories retold.
Hey, Stacy can sell ice to an Eskimo.
He can.
That's a fact. He'd take your hat off your head and sell it.
And win the world hunt with
a
poodle.
He did. He sold Hudson's hat right off of his head at the Winter Classic.
I know. I sold that
one. Or no, Kyle. You did that one?
Yes, Stacy
was
that one.
He was helping the sales
pitch. The guy said, hey, I really like them hats. Y'all got any more of them? I pulled off Hudson's hat. I said, one and only. He said, I'll take her.
I don't think Hudson liked it. He liked that hat. He didn't
Hudson
want it sold.
He looked at me. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, go ahead.
So we'll be set up. Have you heard back on our what we're going to get for a booth or anything yet?
I ain't really checked my email.
So we don't know exactly where we're going.
But we have pre-booked out in the outdoor pavilion barn.
Yeah, so
it's not fully enclosed, but it's under a pavilion.
That's what I'm hoping and praying that we get that. I don't really want to be outside, but we'll see how that goes. So
they'll find us.
Tell a little bit about what all we're going to try to have for the listeners. If anybody that's following Coon Hunt Media podcast, we're going to be bringing – finally, we'll have a decent supply, hopefully, of
merch
for this event.
Bringing me.
And bringing Stacy.
He's the model.
So we're going to try to have a lot of T-shirts, a lot of long-sleeve T-shirts, hats.
Hats.
Hey, I've got a full business going on down here.
Customized hats.
If anybody ahead of time wants any hoodies.
They're all up for pre-orders.
We'll be up pre-ordering on them. Probably not going to bring the hoodie this round.
Unless we get some pre-orders. We're going to bring a few hoodies for people to, if they like them. So Hudson's idea was this time of year, it'd probably still be better to have T-shirts and long-sleeve T-shirts. Cause everybody hunts with the long-sleeve shirts. These will all be the polyester, like the dry-fit material.
Not cotton type.
No, because cotton just don't seem to work for what we're doing. So that, and then we'll do, if anybody wants to pre-order hoodies, we could bring some, but we'll bring some to see, and then hopefully we'd have those at the Grand American and the Winter Classic this coming year. So we'll have that.
Full stock of squallers. Little T squallers.
Yes, we'll have plenty of squallers. Stacy will go through every relative we've got around here and find every good light or anything he can get his hands on that he thinks he could bring, be ready to sell all of that stuff. So,
yeah, and we'll have our outlaw and Dakota lights there.
Definitely be able to help people with those.
The new ones, the newest editions of them. So I'm sure they'll be set up there also. But
they'll be going. They'll be there.
Either swing by us or them.
Yeah, and for the guys that don't like their bright white lights, they got different bulbs they can put in them. Like one guy that we associate with, he wanted the old BM12 style bulb light because he picks up coons better with them, because that's what he used since he was a kid and all the way up. Stacy's the same way, but you can get those lights with the BM12 style yellow bulbs in them, or you can get the natural light, or you can get the bright white, which a lot of people like, but I like the natural or the BM12 style myself.
I like them white. But that's all I've been used to. I've been used to LED lights on everything, headlights, room lights.
I was the same way. I want a bright light. I want a light to hold tree up. So I really learn how to find the coons. I can just find them better with the yellow.
Yeah, you can find a ear or a toenail.
I don't even have to use lights now, though. Them thermals make it nice. Real nice.
Well, you still got to score off your light.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we ain't searching trees with lights much anymore. You pop them thermals out, you find that coon, hone in on it.
Yeah, it's like, I like the older style colors. With a pair of Bluetooth days, and I found that one coon by the foot. And then nobody could see it.
Yeah, probably 45 foot up, too.
Well, husband's hunting a dog, and I kept showing that, it's a coon in it. No way. I finally got around and see the body of it, but it's just a color, light color. I just do better, my eyes do better with that.
You can pick out pieces, and like last night. I'm positive that was the tail laying off that limb. We kept looking at it, and it's like you could get it with that yellow light, and you could kind of almost see the rings on it setting up there.
Was y'all not packing the 20 gauge?
Huh? No 20 gauge.
No, he said we was gonna see if we could do something with that, and I said, well, shotgun. I never got a response. Of course, that 1 o'clock this morning.
You didn't get a response because I was in the bed when you finally, I guess, woke up and text back.
That's what I use, shotgun.
Yeah, we've used – shotguns That's are dangerous, though. We used to take a shotgun until Stacy about got killed by a coon that night.
Hey.
When we was little.
That first coon that snapped tree that really turned her on, I shot a whole box.
Did you?
I was shooting lower powered, 7.5s, 2 3/4 inch.
I shot one shot one time, it attacked me. That.
That was when he was running around the hill of the story screaming, save me, help me. Last night, though, we treed one. I thought they treed, but it was in a hole. But it wasn't a hole. It was in a creek. And luckily, the dogs didn't go in. It was a cave. Hmm. And they were at the cave went up, and it just came right out of the hill. And you could see 20, 30 yards back up in that thing.
And they went crazy on that. I came sitting there somewhere.
I was afraid they was going to go up in it. And we weren't going to get them out, because you'd about had to swim in there to get them. So we got them out of that one.
I'm out on that.
Yeah, that's. But it was, we had a good time last night. It was fun. But Automos, that's coming up. We want everybody to come by and see us, and we'll shoot the bull and talk dog stories or any kind of stories.
Even if you don't buy anything, you still come by and say hi.
Yeah,
and
you ain't got to buy nothing. Come talk to us.
Yeah.
But we prefer wink, wink.
It will be very nice. If
everybody needs a T-shirt.
Agreed. We might do some deals and stuff.
That's right.
Maybe be having a giveaway.
Yeah, we'll work on some of that. Now, the key is, can we get shirts made? We've got everything ordered, but we've got to convince my daughter, which she's convinced.
We're all like well-oiled machines in here.
Yeah, we got time to get all of these things put together. So, I mean, I ordered like 80-something shirts last night.
And don't be afraid to try to trade on things. We'll trade on things, too.
Stacey thinks you got a swap shop going on over here. Hey, give one dollar, $2, $3, $4.
I'm good with swap shops.
Don't be afraid to do trades. We're over here like trying to sell stuff. Stacey's like, I'll trade them shoes right there for this shirt.
He'll be over there with a whole pocket full of knives or something. Look what all I've
got. I love pocket knife and shell.
Pocket watches and everything.
Oh, it's crazy. He'll trade for anything.
We're liable to get a good trade, too.
He bought that car 3 weeks ago, and he's already trying to get it lined up to sell it.
Are you?
Absolutely.
He talks to
I thought we was going
to
drive with the Autumn Oaks.
If I have, we can. I don't care.
Can we?
I don't care.
We let Rip ride in it?
No.
He loves riding vehicles.
Not my vehicle.
Why?
We'll put him in the trunk.
No, we can't do him that way.
No.
Yeah, have your taillights cheated out. Kicked out or something.
You'll have to let him ride in the back seat at least one time. He loves, he'll like gonna lay down. We put his shades on him.
I'm getting car sick.
Now, you ain't gonna get him car sick.
No,
he's been all over the world. You haven't ridden this car yet.
You've not watched me drive yet.
He's rode with Johnny, though.
Johnny drive.
Yeah, like from zero to Mark. Jesus.
Well, I believe in getting somewhere in a hurry. Well, my wife don't say I do because she drives 95 everywhere she goes.
Yeah, she was fussing on me last night.
Well, she
did you hear that?
Yeah,
told
I did.
Her girls that you got to leave early so they follow me home.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, she got things to do. She's a busy woman.
Yeah. So on that, you didn't hear that story, Kyle. So so Stacy takes Esme out to school, which is out toward Johnny's house. And that's what Nora says. Yeah, we know what time you drop her off at school because I'm always telling the girls, hurry or we're going to get behind Stacy going back to town.
Well, I drive a work truck.
Safe.
We was pulling that big dump truck all the
safe.
Time.
Safe.
I drive safe.
35 is not safe. That's hazardous.
I don't drive 35.
Okay, yeah. Now that there's such thing as too slow.
35 and 55 is hazardous.
I don't drive 35.
I will say last night 36. Coming home, Hudson drives fast, and we're going to
you
the
think?
House. Well, he looked down, and he looked at me, and he goes, and you think I drive fast? He said, you show me their taillights, because they left right in front of us. They were gone.
Yeah, Hudson
you,
flies.
That's you. Don't look at me like that. That was you.
Me?
You all left right in front of me from Mom and Dad's last night. And when we come around the curve.
It probably took you 10 minutes to get it done talking, saying what you're doing, and getting that.
Hudson was driving. He left right behind you, very close behind you. When we hit the 1 mile street out here, when we came in the street, you were already gone. And Hudson was driving always drives.
You know who was driving?
Nora.
My daughter.
Oh. Well.
Hey.
Not me.
She flies.
She does.
She flies.
I know she does.
What was that? We were doing that St. Jude podcast, you know, at the hospital. And she brought us back to Monterey. And I think she hit 80 before we left the off-ramp.
No lie. I'll slow her down. I'll get my phone over.
She drives like her
I'll
mama does.
I'll catch her in that dump truck.
I'm telling you.
Hudson she's... get gone.
I have time I have to go with it. Slow down.
But you got to think, the reason
I'm going to get, I'm telling you what I'm going to do.
I speed limit. I don't fly. But I'm board horses all the country.
Yeah.
And the reason I do it is I just got a habit of not throwing around a trotter.
Well, I'm going to start sticking that T25 on her leg. And I tell her to slow down, I'm going to hit the button.
Yeah, you know what that does in a key because she hit the gas. That pedal go to the floorboard.
Well, I hold her to about 12 and then. Back off of it and hit her again.
We need to see how strong that is. I want to try.
What?
How the shock is on.
Coming soon on a video.
Yeah.
What's that on the collar,
Stacy?
We got the test at Automos. We'll try it out.
Are you gonna? If people come by and buy
for each amount of merchandise,
each piece of merch they buy, Is You'll it? Turn the dial one time. I won't. We won't take one of the.
No,
we won't take the five. Garmin.
No.
We're going to take the old school Tritronics that puts the juice out.
Every $100 we sell, we'll knock a number up. How about that?
No.
That's fair. Every $100
he will
sale,
hold it.
Every $100 we sell, we'll turn it up one notch.
How many notches they got?
Six. 18. No, I'm talking about the old school six. Six will hurt you on one of those.
Yeah.
It'll hurt you worse than 18.
We might reach that. All right, yeah, all of our listeners are here.
So
if we hit that number on Saturday before closing time.
Well, you better make sure he's willing to do this.
I'll do it.
Well, y'all,
you'll
we
let him turn
it
to
here.
Six, and you would.
I say strap it to your neck.
No,
that would hurt.
Put my hand on it.
Well, put around like your.
Hey,
the
I've meat got
of the, your arm.
I've got the one dog out here that you can put two Tritronic bark limiters on him, and he would bark.
Two Garmin.
You using a bark collar?
No, listen. Oh. This is how hot that thing is. I can put two on him, and he will bark. He won't now, but he would bark through them.
Impressive.
I can put that on him, and I can stop him on three. I can be in here and just barely touch it.
I can hold on three.
What question is, can you hold it on six?
Probably not, but he's dumb enough to try.
Well, hey, we have, there's no backing out now. I mean, this is aired.
Well, six is $600, so.
You did it for
$600? No, every $100 off, we'll turn the number up.
So what's going to happen, though? We're going to start at one. After 100, he gets hit.
Well, no, we're going to do it one time, so we're
going to
rest.
We're just going to gradually
You're
going
to have to set it late in the – we'll have to work this up. Set it late in the afternoon or whatever before
everybody
goes.
We'll have everybody there. We may get a hold of Trevor and Alan and have you, like, up there on stage.
That's fine. Okay.
In front of everybody. The moment everybody's been waiting for is how hard can these things hit.
Well, we'll find out. Come buy our merch, and we'll see.
Yeah, if he throws it through the roof, you know how hard they hit.
Like I said, if he's anything like his grandpa, he will hold it anyway, and you'll be thinking it's not working. Then somebody else will be screaming and running because he could hold that stuff.
We'll get Johnny on the megaphone to let everybody know when we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
This is not etched in stone, but he.
Oh, it's already etched.
He's probably
verbal agreement.
Let's make sure we can't stop my heart or nothing. It shouldn't. It don't hurt dogs.
Well,
Johnny gives you mouth to mouth. I give CPR.
No, there'd be none of that. If it stops his heart, we'll hit him again and start it back up.
There you go.
Clear.
So if you're lucky, you might get to see twice.
So come by our merch and we'll see where we're at then. So I guess we're locked in that
You might have sold out.
Yeah, all pre-orders are sold out.
Oh, my goodness.
If we sell out, we'll strap two to him.
No.
We'll get that one of the new T25s with 18, and then one of them in six.
Agreed.
Well, one would be to stop it, and the other would be to start it up.
we'll put one on each side of them. That way it's like that fast.
Yeah, just like them paddles. We'll put the KY jelly on them paddles and stick them on there and ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Holding them down.
Clear.
Clear.
Well, so we've got that coming up. We are excited about that hunt.
Oh, yeah.
So how many dogs are we going to take up and hunt?
Well, we've got a lot out of commission.
Two. I know, three. Three are out of commission, you'll have
three.
One, two, three, maybe four. We'll probably take both male dogs.
I might take
a black. Stacey, I might take the black and tan.
I forgot you had that thing out there.
He done good last night.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, he ran off and left our dog. He's semi-silent.
Every dog Stacy has ever took with us runs off and leaves him. But they're normally on a deer when that happens.
Hey, does he loose?
He was hunting our dog.
Hey, he was in the cast last year at Autumn Oaks on the Night Champions. Our cast won Autumn Oaks, and he missed it by one tree. With a dog that we all... The Night Champion Division, and with a dog that we're all bashing him all the time about, and he was... One over here, one over here, all night long. And all he needed was one more, and he was ahead. And this is the dog that we've just all said.
I have a tree. Could make a look.
He's not. We always say you need to get rid of him, and he up there almost won the night champion division. Missed it by one tree.
I'll say he was the better one that he's had recently.
No.
Here we go.
No.
He tree a coon at least.
The plot dog ate him.
Mic drop. That's what you call a mic drop.
That's right.
Lot of dog I ain't no way.
No.
That dog treated way too
he
many
treated
coons.
A lot of coons.
I mean, honestly, that dog treated coons.
All the time.
I guess my plot dog better one.
We chased that plot dog halfway through Illinois.
Not the one I sold the other day. My other plot dog.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
He traced him. He's like, I don't even know which one it is.
I thought I only had one plot.
It's the one Ralph got down yonder.
Oh.
He's a silver brindle. He's my bear dog. He treat coons
everywhere. I can't remember them all.
He's got a black and tan here now.
I like the black and tan. He's pretty dope.
I will have an English by next week.
You find the right deal, he'll go trade.
See, he's wanting one of these puppies. You know, it's pretty bad when, like, the guys you're partnered with won't even give you a puppy because we know what's going to happen to it. 6 months, it's sold. Down the road.
Money talks.
Yeah, it could be $100 more than what you gave for it, and it's gone. You see profit, it's gone.
You got to have feed it, though. You got to have your feed cost.
Which Stacy's feed bill is.
Talking about feed, you ever figure out anything about feed?
No, not yet. All I know, Stacy's feeding too much because he took a bag of feed home the other day. Tyler come out here the night before last, maybe it was, and he says, Dad's out of feed. I got to get feed. I was like, I just sent a bag of feed up there.
That was that bag I bought at Dollar Store.
It was still a 40-pound bag. 40
it's
or 40.
Been a month ago.
Time we've been down buying Dollar Store feed now. Come on,
good
now.
Kid. It was dog. He had brought the dog in. Everything's closed. He went and bought a bag of regular dog chow.
I was leaving the morning on the beach. It's been a month ago.
It has not been a month ago.
I bought the car the day before I left, and I had to pay a payment yesterday. Been a month ago.
Okay.
I paid £40 and $2 a month.
Okay.
So now.
I don't feel like it was. I think his math's off.
Yeah. £40 for two dogs?
Yeah.
He keeps it poured out in the feeder all times.
I keep feed out 24/7. My dogs don't get hungry. They might be fat. They don't get hungry.
They might be walking around. They might be on diabetes, but they ain't hungry.
The black and tan was in good shape last night. He was on the hefty side. I haven't seen him in a few weeks.
He's like his owner.
It's okay. Now it's time to run him on treadmill about 4 miles a day.
No, that's not.
Yeah, on about a 5% incline.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I trained to fight several years of it. I trained at what weight I want to fight at. I didn't cut weight the week of a fight.
You had Conor McGregor run away from you, didn't you?
I didn't cut the week of a fight. I trained at where I want to fight at. If I was a little heavy, that's where I trained at. I'd run 7-8 miles a day at my weight. It don't matter how much you weigh. If you get used to that weight, you can handle it. I can handle it. And I ain't no dog.
So you know, don't make him mad because he probably hasn't forgotten all that stuff.
Hey, whatever works for you.
That's right.
I don't like him.
He's real skinny, but I don't like him fat either. I mean,
I keep food out around the clock. I don't dump a little bit. I put 5.
You realize how much Rip would eat if I did that? He'd eat the whole bag.
You gotta train him. So I gotta train him.
Smack him on those.
He would until he figured out that he had it there anytime he wanted.
Yeah, he would.
I'll tell you the disadvantage.
Whenever he realized you wasn't gonna take it away from him.
There is a disadvantage of this. When I go to the hunts and feed my dog, he don't eat all his food right then. That's a disadvantage. Of having to feed her all the time. Where you feed your dogs at the hunts and they pour the feed on them, they eat right then.
Yeah.
Mine don't. They'll nibble on it quick. See, and that hurts you on the hunt going to travel like that.
Nonetheless, that's what he does.
That's right.
Maybe you start just feeding them every day. Just go out there and give them a scoop a day. Give them that routine.
But he might be hungry during the daytime.
We'll feed him half in the morning, half in the evening.
He might be hungry in the daytime. I don't want to be hungry. You let me hungry?
Hey, I'll tell you what Mama used to tell me.
Wait till supper.
She put it down here in front of me. She said, eat it or wear it. And she meant every word of it.
Well, my dog eats it. I keep feed out for him all time.
He would do that thing at my house, too, because when Mama said, eat it or wear it, she meant every word of it. You eat it or you wore it. And if you didn't like that, she'd give you something to cry about.
I've had plenty of those.
Yeah, I've done the same way. That's the way I was raised up. Eat it or wear it, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah, I keep my feed. I feed the extra, it's okay.
Hey, whatever works for you.
That's right, it works for me.
I could just picture Stacy now. He's talking about running the Rocky Balboa song.
I could run.
He used to run all the time. He would run here. Behind the house, you know, the big hill, he'd run from there all the way to the gate and back.
It's 3.3 3.18 miles from my house.
And it's literally uphill both ways because you got to go down that hill and then all the way to the top and then come right back.
And the hill's steep enough that a two-wheel drive truck will take off on it. And I would run it. I could run it about 20 minutes.
Pretty good.
3 miles on the big hills like that.
Can you do it now?
No.
I could roll down it. What got me doing that, that's where I trained my horses at. And I figured it made them stronger. I thought, they can do it, I could do it. That's where I run out.
Makes sense.
I'm going to compare myself to a horse. Yeah, if they can do that. No.
It worked. I done it every day, every morning. Carried a pistol.
So you're carrying a pistol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's, you're out in the middle of nowhere back here. You never,
I mean, it makes sense. You know where we live.
You never know what you're going to. You may meet a bear or any day.
Maybe a bear, maybe a meth head. You don't know.
And then I bought me a lead vest, and I got to run with a 40-pound lead vest on. I tried it the first day, and forget that, throw it down the side road. So I had to drop the weights out and get on back up to finally run 40 pounds.
You get 10 pounds at a time, 12 pounds, 14 pounds.
I had a rubber band hooked to my arms.
So how did we get from winning at Automos to Stacy in his training days?
Oh, yeah. Stacy's training to win, boy. UFC. Training to win.
So
we're going to take some dogs up there. We'll have a good time. We'll have fun.
We'll have fun.
Everybody's all excited about Stacy maybe shocking himself while he's up there. Let Hudson be the one who pushes the button.
No. You don't quit, no.
The breaker, you kick the breaker on it. Click.
The only way this works is Jason does the button.
I may just go buy a taser, you know, if you buy so much of my merchandise, you can get one hit.
I don't want
taser. You can get hit by the taser. One hit to Stacy. See what I'm saying? You buy like a certain amount that every
about
you get
hit. If you buy $100 worth, you hit me on three. Sean Carr. If you spend $100 on us. How about that?
The person that buys the $100,
they can hit on three.
Nah, you might be
with
that. You're treading in dangerous territory right there.
With supervision. Give it to a 4-year old and he just kick the breaker.
Like Stacy, whenever Dale was over on that horse with that shot car, Stacy just over
never let off
hitting that button.
Hold it down.
Talking about a Stacy story, let's dive right into the one we was talking about.
Well, we're about done. So yeah, this we were talking about. Kyle was talking about got to have stories every time we get together. So I remembered this one, and it was one of those that
I was young.
We were young. I was probably 20, so you was probably 17, 18 at the time. I was 19 or 20.
I probably wouldn't do it now.
No. So we've always went to the lake. That's one of the, we've always had boats. But back then we had some old junky boats. And as a bunch of us boys down there, was it Memorial Day weekend or it was a holiday?
It was a holiday.
So there was a lot.
Lake was full.
Yeah, lake was full. And we was down next to Willow Grove. That's a big marina. And it's one of the happening marinas on the lake.
Yes, that's so, one of the busiest ones, if not the busiest one on the lake.
We're all up there and all of us boys, I don't know how we got the stupid idea. We're like, hey, Stacy, you want to ski naked down through there? I'll do it. And we didn't think he would. So he jumps out in the water, puts the skis on. And the next thing we know, boom, here comes the shorts right into the boat. We're like, you serious? He goes, gun it. There might have been, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 of us on the boat. Boat was barely to get up anyway.
The place is packed.
Yeah, it's packed. And we gunned it, and here he come. And he didn't have nothing on but a life jacket and a smile. And every one of us was like, well, maybe I'd have volunteered to do that too. but the bad part was we're right beside the marina, and one of his buddies was supposed to be down there. He said, whip me in there beside his boat. We thought it was them. We whipped it around through there. It wasn't them.
Stacy skiing, butt naked.
Yo, that's it. Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's smiling. Like
yeah, he, is, he had that. His life jacket on.
Yes. Hey,
he was being safe.
Respectful.
But yeah, you just picture Willow Grove full, Stacy coming right down in front of the no wake zone over there.
There's probably what? Thousands of people there?
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's packed.
It's packed. I was trying to figure out why all these people was trying to follow us around on the lake afterwards to meet this guy. We don't do stupid stuff anymore. We're a bunch of old men. Yeah. But yeah, we did our fair share of stupid stuff back then.
That's funny.
It was. It was funny. So,
what's bad about it? He told my preacher about it.
What, 20 years later?
Told the preacher.
Church one day, he told him, Well done. He asked me about it.
Started preaching about it that morning?
No, he asked me about it.
Yeah, he didn't do it at the pulpit.
But that was an awkward conversation.
That was awkward.
So I heard you was skiing on a lake in your birthday suit.
Yeah. I had a cigarette, too.
He did.
Had a cigarette in his mouth?
He did. He had his foot, give him a cigarette, and he held a cigarette in his mouth.
It's like something you see on a movie.
I didn't even smoke. I didn't have smoke.
It just felt right for the situation.
It did.
Oh, well,
that's not all though. I put the skis on my legs.
We was all pretty good. We was pretty good skiers back then. We skied, wakeboarded and stuff all the time. But he did. I forgot about that. He was doing tricks while he was out there. He did do that. I forgot. He was going up through there and he put the ski rope down between his legs and just go around there.
Pogo stick. His arms. Pogo stick.
Oh, we could think of a lot of other stuff that happened way back in the day, but. We always go on record and say that was 25 going on 30 years ago.
Come by our booth and we might tell you something.
Young and dumb.
I am glad there was no cell phone. These kids are stupid that they use these cell phones nowadays. They should not be putting that stuff out there.
I'd been on the jail.
That's all the stories I've got for the night. I'm not throwing any more out there.
They need to come by and tell. Well, they come by the booth. Johnny and Stacy will be there for story time.
We'll have our markers with us.
We need to put like a schedule on on our sign. Be like 12 o'clock, Coon Hunt Media Booth, story time.
I'll just bring my cot in there while I sleep in there.
Just stay right there around the block. There. Yeah, those.
Story hour.
Yeah. A lot of those stories we will never put on the air. we'll tell you the ones that we can.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll tell you the ones that need to not be on the air for tens of thousands of people to listen to.
So, yeah, Stacy and Johnny are both. Good guys.
Yes, they are.
We're asleep.
We got anything else? Anybody else want to throw? Johnny, you got any stories you want to throw, or are you out tonight?
Dude, I'm out.
Nope.
I'm out.
We're ready tonight. For Autumn Oaks, though.
We are.
Hope we'll see everybody there. Better wrap her up.
There you go.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.